Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Ngiyakubingelela mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha. Kubingelelwa yimi usizo wakoZuma. La sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa, where we talk about the basis of our Christian faith in our program called Heart and Soul. Njengoba nazi ukuthi sikhuluma ngezikhali zikamoya, the armor of God, which is a real armor in the spirit realm. The enemy can see this armor. The enemy recognizes this armor. The enemy knows the power of this armor. Yithi kuphele singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu who don't understand this armor. Sikhulume sagcina ngebreastplate of righteousness. And today I want to talk about the shield of faith. Ukuthi isihlangu sokukholwa siyini. Abanye bathi isiviko, abanye bathi isihlangu. It is the shield of faith. I want us to look at what the shield of faith actually is in the armor of God, the significance of the shield of faith, and the fact that without the shield of faith, you will not be able to function as a Christian. Usesengumntwana kaNkulunkulu. His foundation scripture ethi laphayana in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, uthi, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you can be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. You know what darts are? I remember the first time I read this scripture, I didn't even know what darts were. And then I understood mangibheka that dart game or that dart board where you are throwing these different arrows. Oyijikijele ebondeni bese iyahamba iyonamathela. Ezinye zima on certain numbers, specific numbers. Enye ize iyongena phakathi, but bull's eye leyo. So the enemy ujikijela imikhonto, noma ujikijela imicibisholo. You know, these darts, they look like javelins. The enemy is always shooting into your life. Uhlala kujikijela ngezinto azele ukuzoziletha. Now the Bible says ukuthi above all taking the shield of faith, because through this shield of faith you are able to quench the fiery darts. Now ngiyamthanda Paul makayichaza akathi just the darts, but uthi the fiery darts, le micibisholo inomlilo ngaphakathi. Umlilo yini na? Umlilo, the way ungakhona uma uk-affecta as a human being, uma uba into contact with your body or a part of your body, then that body reacts in such a way that akubekezeleki. Ubuhlungu kakhulu umlilo. So ne micibisholo uSathane ayijikijela ezimpilweni zethu yizimo ezibuhlungu, but lithi zikaNkulunkulu, through faith we are able to quench. To quench ukucima, we're able to quench those fiery darts of the enemy. Ithi above all, masayibale lezi zinye, uthi you must lift up the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Ngizochaza ke ukuthi kusho ukuthini lokho, how do you actually quench those fiery darts? But I first want to see, I want us to see what faith actually is. The item of the soldier's equipment is the most important one, as it says, because it says above all. It, you know, so faith is a priority. Faith is an essential necessity, and it is important for us to realize why. Why is faith so important? Faith and confidence in God and His word shields us from harm. And ngizokubonisa futhi nasempilweni kaJobe ukuthi uSathane njengoba abhizi amhlasela empilweni yakhe uqale wakomplaina wathini ngoJobe na. But first and foremost, I want us to look at the different armor of God esiyesayibheka. Siyesabheka the belt of truth, which is based in the word. Sakhuluma ukuthi what is the truth. Sabheka the shoes as the readiness to spread the gospel. It's also based on the word. You are preaching the word. It's the readiness to minister the word to other people. The sword of the spirit, sisazo zakuyoke, which is the power of the word, ekuyinkemba kamoya esilwa ngayo. So these items of the armor cover various aspects of the word of God, because number one, sisasho sathi, the truth is the logos, which is the written word of God, the whole of God's revelation, the full idea and the concept of who God is, esithola kuphi? Ezwini lakhe. And then bese the gospel yini? It's the evangelion, according to the original Hebrew noma Greek. It's the evangelion of God, the death, burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ, bringing us reconciliation with God and restoring us to his full sonship. It is the good news, Oguti. I do not have to remain the way that I am. I do not have to die in my situation, because Christ Jesus paid for me not to be poor. Christ Jesus paid for me not to be sick. Christ Jesus paid for me to overcome the enemy. Christ Jesus paid for me to overcome sin. But it is only through the power of the cross what Jesus has accomplished for you. I remember Oguti recently, because sometimes, let us be honest, we are not always prayer warriors. Then mina, what I do, magunjalo, I just take the Holy Communion, because Jesus uti do this in remembrance of me. That's where I take the body of Jesus Christ, because when we do, and mhlambe sizazo ke singene kuyo masikhuluma about the new covenant. I don't know if we did last time, because we've spoken about it, but it's always good to revisit these things. You know, when I eat the body of Christ, Jesus makasithatha isinkwa sihlephula, azange azathi this is a representation of my body, but what this is my body. And then bese wabanikeza the wine, what this is my blood. So even nam mangabe ngibhekane nezimo, mangabe sekunzima kakhulu, I just take the body of Jesus Christ and eat it and drink the blood of the lamb. And then bese ngimbona uNkulunkulu angilwela empilweni yami, because sometimes bathandekayo, we are not always prayer warriors. We don't always react the way that we are supposed to react. Ngisakhuluma ngeshield of faith kanjalo ukuthi ziye zibe ziningi izinto ezimpilweni zethu. You know, so faith is very important, because it activates the power of the word. Faith is very important because it also activates the promises of God. Whatever it is that the Lord has promised, it needs to be mixed with faith. Aske siyela pagungati abase Hebrew chapter 4 verse 2. Ngisachaza I faith before ngizokhuluma ngesihlangu. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Now, ikhuluma ngabantwana baka Israel, ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhulume nabo wabanikeza ithembiso, but they did not believe the promises of the Lord. They did not believe in what the Lord has said to them. And that thing, yenze ukuthi bagcine bangasangeni nokungena ezweni lesithembiso ezimpilweni zabo. Lalela, uma ungalikholwa izwi likaNkulunkulu, usese ngumntana kaNkulunkulu. I remember I have a pastor friend who did not have a garage, but he had a car, and bebanganayo nefence lapha kwakhe. I remember he was renting this other house, and then I was like, how do you cope imoto yakhe ihlala la ngaphandle? At the end of the day, we have to believe what we preach. We have to believe in the thing that we preach. He was not tempting God because imoto bekazayisaphi. Mhlamba akakhona ukuafford I garage yabanye abantu, and it's going to be inconvenient for him to come back late at night, ahamba yoshiya in another section, bese sekazi exposed to the danger. And during that time, it was even before ama Ubers abekhona. So ngifuna ukusho ke mntane nkosi ukuthi we need to believe in the word of God. The very thing that we preach, we need to believe in it. Lithizwe likaNkulunkulu, the children of Israel, it did not benefit them. The promises of God, ebeziziningi ezimpilweni zabo, ukuthi bayongena in a land that is flowing with milk and honey, it did not profit them. And it was there for profit. It was there ukuze bazokhona ukuthi bathole lezi zinto uNkulunkulu abafisela zona. You know, sometimes it's hard to wish something for a person that they don't wish for themselves. I can imagine, I'm not saying the Creator is frustrated, but for lack of a better description, I can imagine his frustration, because uSthembisile into eziningi, but because tina we do not have faith in what he is saying or in what he has promised us, we do not have faith. So sometimes I think akumphathi kahle enhlizweni yakhe, because those things are things that are there for us sise sengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. UJesu Kristu paid for those things on the cross, but because we do not have faith, because we do not trust in the Lord, you know, sometimes kuyenzeka ukuthi sithembe abo doctor ukudlula izwi likaNkulunkulu. I'm I'm not saying, and I always say, ukuthi angiphikisi ukuthi singawaphuza ama treatment. Doctors provide treatment. I mean, doctors actually they provide treatment, but the Lord God provides the healing. The doctors don't provide healing. They just treat whatever it is ekhona. Funeke sihlale sikhumbula njalo ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu abathemba nabame phezu kwezwi likaNkulunkulu ngani na ngokukholwa. Siyaqhubeka ke next week sizobheka ukuthi ishield of faith iyini. Ngisaqala ngisazama nje ukuchaza ukuthi ukukholwa kuyini. UNkulunkulu akubusise until next time.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.